Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. We'll be talking today about a play I must say I've never heard of before, but it sounds really intriguing what I have read of it. The UNCW Department of Theater is putting on a play called Ubu Rex. Ed Wagenseller is here. He's directing it, and he'll tell us all about it. So, Ed, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me in.
Now, tell us what Ubu Rex is. It's a translation, right, of another play?
It is. It's a translation from Alfred Jarry. Is the French pronunciation, I believe. I call him Alfred Jerry.
There you go.
The play is Ubu Wa, or Ubu Roy, R-O-I, and we're doing a translation by a guy out of Canada named David Copeland. And we chose this translation primarily because it's more actable. It's more accessible for our actors. It follows the story of a power-hungry man who decides that he's going to knock off the king of Poland and take over the crown and basically dominate the world is his game plan, or most of Europe at the point at this point in time. The play was written in 1896, and it was written in about a physics teacher that Alfred Jarry had at private school. He was 15 when he wrote it.
Really?
Yeah. So imagine a 15-year-old male writing a play.
That's something I can't even imagine, really.
Well, imagine what it's going to contain
when
they're talking about their teacher and they're writing it about an empirical teacher who they're making fun of. So he and his classmates wrote this play. It premiered in 1896, and the first word is a word that I can't repeat on the air, but it caused a riot within the theater. They had to stop the play for 15 minutes until they restored order. The play continued, and people yelled and screamed and fought throughout the entire performance because of the absurdist nature. Nothing had been, you know, like this had ever been done before in the theater, especially in France.
Amazing. Did it have a run, or did it just close after one performance?
It had a run, and then he became legendary for this wacky play that he wrote. And this was really the introduction into absurdist drama. And if you look at what was going on with art in the period and Dada and surrealism and everything that was kind of going on during that period, this piece kind of mirrored that on the stage, which nobody else had really done. And he was truly the groundbreaker for this style of theater as we moved forward into the 20th century.
Way before Edward Albee.
Those were his influences. You know, those were, everybody kind of goes back to Jarry, who, me like you, and this is awful for a theater professor to say, I'd never read the play.
Oh, no, I'd never heard of it. Yeah.
So I agreed to direct it before I read the play, and then I read the play and I said, oh, no. What have I done?
What am I going to do with this?
Yeah, but it's been an absolute joy to work on. A cast of 10 playing somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 characters.
Whoa.
The play, it's the perfect length. It's 70 minutes long, one act. It's wacky. It's quick. We have a gorgeous set, gorgeous costumes, and the student actors are really committed to the production and doing a great job.
Is it set in that time, 1897, 1896?
Yeah, I don't know where it's set. I'm still trying to figure that out. The set is just awesome. It's not a period piece by any stretch of the imagination.
It's a satire.
It is a satire.
And it's absurdist.
It's not supposed to make sense, but there is a storyline. And it's relevant to the world that we live in today, you know, especially what's happening over in Russia and the Ukraine. You have somebody getting ready to move in, and you have all these little moves going on, and there's certainly references in the play that could cross over to what we have going on the left side of the Congress and on the right side. I mean, there's all kinds of parallels, but you know what? We see that in everyday media.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to find any of that in the play. So if you take that stuff away, you know, you're on your own there. We're just out there to put up a play, to tell a story, and to have a lot of fun.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Ed Wagenseller from UNCW's Department of Theater. He is directing Ubu Rex, which is a close translation by David Copeland of a play written by a 15-year-old Alfred Jarry called Ubu Roy, or Ubu Roy, about a Polish power play back at the end of the 19th century. But it's absurdist satire. It sounds so strange and wonderful. What's the student response been to the play as you've been directing it?
I get two different responses. The one of the actors, when we started this rehearsal process about 3 weeks ago, was, you've got to be kidding me. And we had our first preview audience last night, and we had about 25 theater majors and other students from the university come, and they just, they had no idea what to expect, and they were blown away. The response was really, really an affirmation to the actors that the work we had put in. Because when you're working on something like this, you don't know if it's going to work or not. It's just a very, very strange beast in terms of a play. You know, there's lots of comical moments, and you put these bits together, and sometimes they play, and sometimes they don't play. But the student response has been overwhelmingly positive. We're expecting a pretty good run here.
Great. Now, the students who have been working on it, have they grown fond of it throughout the rehearsal period, or do they feel like they understand it, or are they just kind of taking a whack at it?
It's taken time. Some people gravitated to it right away and got it and jumped right into it. But this is kind of opposite as to what we teach in the acting classes. Mm. You know, we teach realism and truth and honesty and all the Stanislavski and Hagen and all this method style acting we teach in the classes. And then I take them to the main stage and say, remember everything we've taught you for 3 years? Forget it all. And this is about just going for it, making a choice, committing to that choice, and seeing what happens. So it's taken them a while to embrace it. But last night I saw all 10 of the cast members finally embrace it for the first time. And the result is fabulous.
I would think that one of the challenges for you as the director is to try to shape the students' interpretation of the play so that they're all kind of in the same range in terms of tone, because you don't want one person going really campy and over the top and somebody else being understated. You've got to get some sense of cohesion there.
There has to be a uniformity, even in the madness. Mm-hmm. The audience won't gravitate to it if there's not a consistency and a unified vision with all the performances. This is certainly a play with the wrong cast, where the set and the costumes are suddenly better than the actors. And the actors have certainly filled out those costumes and are living up to the set. It is a visual spectacle. Wow. You will not believe what you see on that stage. It is really, really exciting. And being someone that loves short theater, I mean, 70 minutes, you're in, you're out. The joke is you can still make it to go see Captain America, Winter, whatever it is, at 9:30 after you see Ubu at 8. So you can get both in.
Now, what do you hope the audiences will take from this when they come pouring in from the surrounding community as well as from the university?
I want them to walk away going, not sure what I just saw, but I've never laughed so hard in my life. And that was the response I had last night from a bunch of people at our preview. They all turned around and looked at me with this, what are you thinking? What was that? I said, well, did you like it? They said, oh my God, it was one of the best things I've ever seen. So I want them to walk away having an enjoyable experience. They can get home early enough. They can go out and have drinks, talk about it, go out to dinner afterwards, you know, whatever. I really want them to come to the theater and let go of the other stuff that's in the world. You know, come and get away. Turn off your phone, have an experience, and go away.
That's a real gift to an audience when you can just transport them completely away from their everyday worries and concerns, and they can just get immersed in this madness and just get carried away by it and with it. And how interesting.
Wow. And it's a nice relief from, you know, doing something like Angels in America or Sorted Lives or 6 Degrees of Separation. You know, these other ones that have these that send the audience away perhaps with something more thought-provoking, but this will just, they'll leave the theater full of life.
You've had quite a season, and this is the last show
of the
season, right?
Yeah, we've had a fantastic season. The last play we did, We Are Proud to Present, was one of the best pieces of theater I've seen in a while. It was just provocative, very thought-provoking, a new work. And that's kind of what we're about at UNCW. This is why we chose Ubu Rex in the season. I didn't choose it. I told you I'd never even heard of the thing. But it's a play that is important in the theatrical canon. And it's important these actors be exposed to this type of work. So many times student actors think the theater is one thing. It's Rent. It's a musical. It's Glass Menagerie. Well, the theater can be a variety of things. And this style of theater that we're doing is so far away from anything else you'll see in town. There's several tips to some of my great directors, Michael Granberry, who I worked with as a producer and as an actor. There's a tip of the hat to him in there. There's tip of the hat to Michael Wilson, a director I worked with out of Chapel Hill, and who's worked quite a bit up in New York and around the country in terms of the creative process that goes into this. The actors would ask, can I? And I would just say yes.
I want to try something. Yes.
What if I, try it. Let's see if it works. So they really own the show. These are their characters. I have not gone in and No, don't say you're lying. You know, this is them. And so that's been a really rewarding process.
That sounds great. Yeah. The play is called Ubu Rex, directed by Ed Wagenseller, being put on by UNCW Department of Theater. It opens tonight at 8 o'clock. It runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8, and then Sunday at 2, not only this weekend, but next weekend as well. All performances on the main stage theater in the Cultural Arts Building, which is so easy to find on campus and so easy for the parking and all that great stuff. The tickets are only $12 general admission, $10 for UNCW faculty and staff, $5 for UNCW students, and you can get your tickets ahead of time by calling the Keenan box office, which is 962-3500. Ed, thank you for coming in today. I'm always intrigued to see what you're up to out at UNCW.
Thanks so much for having me, and we'll see you at the theater.
Great. This is WHQR.